Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And, Wendy, you know, I had the COVID twice. I had it in January of 20 and then again a couple of months ago. And, you know, after the first time, I had, for 2 years, I had no problems at all. But then after the second time I got it, then since then, I've become what is known as a long hauler. And what it does, it comes back upon you. And it's kind of the very same thing like with malaria. I had malaria back about 1968. And for several years after that, it would come back on me. But this here, this time, there's a lot more going on. I just want to say, in my situation, there's something that's not natural. It's more than kind of supernatural what's been taking place. Well, go ahead.
Well, do you recall that when they rolled out the vaccine originally, some people were coming down with blindness? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, cobra venom will blind you because the snake can fling its venom in your face, and if it gets in your eyes, it causes blindness.
Well, also affects the lungs, but, with me, I've had some other things happen that are just not normal or natural, and I think that I'm really sure that I'm targeted, and I have a friend, and the same thing's happening to him, and we're seeing a lot of the frontline doctors and that are having similar problems too. So I mean, all of these are simply signs that the soon return of our Lord. I mean, this is the Bible calls it the evil day, and
it is evil.
Yeah, and so. Anyhow, that's what's taking place out there today. And here, you know, the vast majority today, as I was watching on Fox News, they were running these commercials talking about go get the shot. And they had all these people coming out saying, I'm a doctor and I have all these, and all of my patients took the shot and they're all doing good. Lying through their teeth. Absolutely lying through their, and there are people that trust Fox News. And of course, all of the talking heads, what they call mainstream media, are promoting this. They're all a part of this death march, and that's what it is. Even though a number of them themselves, we have films there that we show where people, these so-called news anchors, live during programs, are drop dead. Right during the program, but they keep that. You'll never see that. They will not show you that, and it's because. And what we told people from years ago. I mean, we told people years ago and years ago and years ago that this was the process of depopulation, and we told you all the way back, if you remember, in March of 20, that this was a bioweapon. It was not a vaccine. Do not take it. And people are taking it. And yet, even though they're dropping like flies, you're still not hearing any of that on the news. But all you have to do is call your funeral home and find out how busy they are.
We did some stories about several funeral homes that were running so far behind and had to rent freezer space and all kinds of things, but something years ago, you and I did a story. The CDC was going around that and some other agencies. This was happening here in the U.S. and Europe. They were going to cities like London, New York, Atlanta, checking the water and the sewage system, and they could tell what was the predominant drug usage of that city. And someplace heroin came up high, someplace else it was another drug. And they got an idea of what kind of drugs were used by testing the wastewater before it went through the treatment plant. And so there's something that Dr. Art has hit on, that the CDC has for years tested water for different things to track, it's almost like, wait a minute, they had something they came up with years ago, and the fact that they're expanding their sites, to me, is a little red flag going off, because we did that story about how they tested the different city water supplies and then reported the drug usage, the amount, and the type of drug that was the drug of choice in those cities. So there's a connection there, and if they're expanding them, okay, why?
Well, yeah, but see, what I'm saying is we're living at a time when the mainstream media, you have all of this media out there that are willing to go right along with a depopulation program.
Yeah, well, they go right along with what they're told is what they're doing. They're following the narrative, and they're not questioning it.
No, they're told that they don't dare question it now.
Yeah, they want their job.
Yeah, and why is that? Well, first of all, you know, we no longer have any legitimacy in government. You know, Obama, when he was in, he planted the seeds of corruption major in there.
We kept saying, look what he's doing now. Look who he's putting in the health.
Every day, didn't we?
The health department. We were doing that day after day after day.
When he went over and he got rid of all of those four-star generals, we were telling people, see what he's doing?
All the Christians.
Yeah, yeah. And this is, and then now Biden has picked up where Obama Nation left off. This is pure.
Look at his staff. They all came from the Obama-Biden administration. Most of the people that Biden hired came from that prior administration. So, yeah, be the same policy makers, same policy.
And, Joe, listen. The CDC is no more a government agency than you are, or I, or Wendy. The CDC is a privately owned, and guess who owns the CDC? It's owned by Big Pharma.
Pharma. Stockholders.
That's right. People need to know that. And as soon as you leave CDC, as long as you do exactly what Big Pharma tells you to do, you lie through your teeth and you do what they tell you to do, when you're finished there, you've got a job waiting for you with Big Pharma.
Right, and you can be very wealthy and very rich.
All you have to do is betray your country.
Well, in fact, early in the show, when Wendy was talking about these character traits and how some of these people, what happened, I remember back in the 90s, I met a man, Dr. Michael Kaufman. He was an environmental scientist, and he had a big, huge, multi-million dollar grant, and was looking at the environment, and he came up with a report showing there was really no global warming. And they came out and told him, no, we're not going to pay for this, renew your grant with this, you know, with what you're saying in your report. We're going to give you 60 days to change your report, you know. And Mike Kaufman is a seven-day-a-week Bible-believing, God-fearing Christian. And he said, no, this is what I spent years in this program. This is the truth. Well, his huge grant was not renewed. And he realized in the 90s, he's the one that kind of started the warning people about this global warming, how they were, you know, starting a narrative, and it was a big lie. And many of the people I met through Dr. Kaufman were usually Christian scientists, and they were the ones that were out trying to tell the truth, and it was the atheists that were backing and doing filling out the grant or giving the government the answers they wanted on their research so their grants would be continued. So the doctors from the early, late 80s and early 90s have learned, the scientists, doctors have learned, if you want to get rich, if you want to be have a big research grant and have a good job, you give the government exactly what it wants to hear, or you don't get work, you don't get hired, and you get blackballed. And that's been going on now for almost 30 years. So what we've done is we're breeding a certain type of scientist, a certain type of doctor who is learning to play the game to win.
Well, I've lost. I have absolutely no confidence left anymore in the medical field out there.
Scientific. Well, look, they went to the same schools to see the same thing that happened to Dr. Kaufman. It happened to four or five other people. All of a sudden, everybody looks and sees what happens, and they go, oh, wait support my family. I can't afford to be out of a job and not hired. Dr. Coffin said it was almost impossible for him to get work because, well, if you got your grants weren't renewed, there must be something wrong with you, your findings. And so what we've been doing is just letting people know you, it's a pay-to-play system. You have to give them what they want or you don't have a job.
Well, here's what we found on the CDC website. Now, what happens is most people do not go up on the website. They listen to NBC, ABC, CBS, yeah, or Fox News, and they believe it. But here is what we found going to the CDC website. The most vaccinated U.S. counties also have the most COVID cases. And guess what? We're not the only ones that have found this.
If you go to, we did several times. We've gone and looked at the government websites, and right there they say things that the news never covers.
This is out of Natural News. Now, the latest data from the Centers of Disease Control Prevention, shows the worst off counties in the United States for new cases of Wuhan coronavirus are those with the highest rates of vaccination for the disease. In other words, they're putting that out right there, and yet people aren't going there. They're not going to their websites. They're listening to what's on the talking heads. In 500 counties where 62 to 95% of the population has gotten injected with a Fauci flu, detected more than 75 new cases of the disease per 100,000 residents this past week alone. Conversely, in 500 counties where only between 11 and 40% of the population got the jab, only 58 cases per 100,000. And so residents were detected.
Well, for back to the public school system. The parent sends the child to school. Listen to your teacher. If you get good grades, you have to listen to the teacher, write the right answer to get the good grades. And you come home with a good report card, you get patted on the head, maybe you get ice cream or cake or a party if you get A's. And the whole system was designed to listen to the authority, listen to the teacher. The teacher's the authority, so they grow up. The college professor's the authority. They're the ones who write the textbooks, blah, blah, blah. The society's been trained, like you send a dog to a training class, to obey the hierarchy, and at the top of the hierarchy, who is it? The United States government.
All right. Wendy, here, this is from the Epoch Times. The chilling reasons why they won't declare the plandemic over. Over the past 2 years, in the name of keeping everyone safe from infection, the globalists have justified unprecedented attacks on democracy, civil liberties, and personal freedoms, including the right to choose your own medical treatment. Now, the World Health Organization wants to make its pandemic leadership permanent and to extend it into the healthcare system of every nation. The negotiations for this treaty began March 3, 2022, as a report by the Pulse video coming off the back of COVID-19 pandemic. The World Health Organization is proposing a new pandemic treaty they're hoping will be accepted by enough member countries to become reality by 2024. The pandemic treaty is a direct threat to nation sovereignty to make decisions for itself and its citizens would erode democracy everywhere.
One world order coming.
Right. And as noted by the Pulse, there are a number of things in the treaty that the people of the world need to consider before going down that path. In the featured video, the Pulse, Joe Martino interviews Shabnam Palasa Muhammad, a member of the steering committee of the World Health Council for Health, who points out that the treaty gives the WHO, the World Health Organization, an inordinate amount of power to make decisions in sovereign countries as to how people live and how they deal with pandemics, from lockdowns to mandates and treatment.
And they've been so right, haven't they, Pastor Ernie? They hit the nail on the... Well, no, they missed every time they pounded the hammer, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. Well, it's not that they missed. That was done on purpose.
Purpose,
look,
I know.
Listen, I remember all the way back in the early 80s about this guy on the radio talking about depopulation, talking about the international, the global depopulation. Then he was mentioning a guy named Bill Gates and how Bill Gates was behind a lot of this, that was his job, and Bill Gates was speaking of how he could depopulate 9%, how he could, you know. Now, that person back in the 80s was me. I was telling people, and we've been following, and we've been telling you ever since out there, folks. They're killing people off on purpose. Now, we're not the only ones doing it. Praise the good Lord now. You have people like Stu Peters. You have people like Alex Jones. You've got a number of people that are doing what we've been doing now for 50 years. And so, praise the good Lord for that, okay? But the fact of it is still, well, actually, you know, they just brought out a good report about AM talk radio, AM and FM radio, and it's what they want to do is that they want to get rid of us.
And, really?
What they're doing is they're trying to make it very, very difficult, or more difficult in the newer cars out there to find AM radio. That's the idea on the newer radios and that.
Everything is set up to go on what the satellite radio.
Yeah, it's what it's set up so they can control.
They control it.
But after saying that, here they took a poll, and guess what? The majority of people in this country still get their news from AM talk radio.
Talk radio, AM.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. So that's, you know, we've been the voice out there all of this time.
Well, here's an example of how right. Remember back when the January 6th riot, we were telling people there were all kinds of federal plants, right?
Yep.
That they had agents. Well, the news came out today, WorldNet Daily, the federal government had at least 20 assets embedded in the January 6th, 2021 riot at the Capitol. And those would be individuals in the pay of the federal government agencies who were on the scenes. The report came from Just the News and cites a filing in court. One of the defendants put this in information in the court. The document explains that 20 FBI and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosive assets were embedded in and around the building that day. The lawyer who submitted the filing, David Fisher, is asking the counts of seditious conspiracy and obstruction filed against about a dozen members of the Oath Keepers and client Thomas Caldwell be dismissed. And then again, it was an Epic Times had a report that the document was filed. U.S. District Judge Emmett Mehta in D.C. So there you have it. We told people what was going on. It took a while, but we were vindicated again.
Just like the Russia probe.
Yeah.
You know, again, that this whole thing, this was a false flag operation put up by, well, what used to be, remember the days I had friends at the FBI and they could hold their head up and say, yeah, I work at the FBI, and they weren't ashamed. Today, they're dirty cops. Today, I hope not all of them are anymore.
There's good ones still, but they have to be quiet or they don't have a job pass.
They'll get purged if they come out. Yeah. If they're found out that they're honest by any chance, or especially if they're a Christian. But the FBI, and not only that, but we don't have a Department of Justice. We do not have. It is a part of the Democratic Communist regime. And Merrick Garland is a dirty cop as dirty cops come. And that's reality. And everybody knows.
Something when you said that. We tell people all the time, in all the years you've been on the radio, you've never taken a dime in salary. Neither has anybody with you, Big John, myself, anybody, Wendy, that's helped you on the radio. Nobody's taken any money. And I've noticed nobody has ever tried to bribe you or me because they figure it isn't going to work. If we've done all this work for all these years for no pay, we're not here for the money. And, you know, slipping us a check is not going to do any good because we're not going to take it.
Well, Wendy, say something.
Well, I'm listening. I'm agreeing. I'll add something when it's valid.
Okay, well, get ready for it because we touched on this last week. Lawmaker wants answers after report on Biden's twisted plan to divert services from sick veterans. We just touched on this last week, but if you're not clear on the Biden regime's priorities, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, that's where Joe's at, on Wednesday, the Missouri Republican sent a letter to Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, demanding answers for reports and leaked documents to suggest the Department of Homeland Security is planning to divert resources from the Department of Veterans Affairs to provide free services for illegal immigrants. It pretty much says it's all as far as priorities go.
Take that money away from veterans that have been injured, sick, and what from their service, and we'll give it to somebody who is entering the country illegally. And take this is you couldn't make this stuff up. If I tried to wrote a novel with something like that, I'd have an editor send it back to me and say nobody would believe they would do this to the American soldiers, right?
Yeah, always putting. You know, the opposition out there first. Again, with President Trump. President Trump is still the legitimate president. And anyone and everyone that says otherwise are a liar and there's no truth in them. President Trump is still...
You know, I just thought of this. The veterans, most veterans come from the Midwest. The military has usually been staffed, majority of the military, from the Bible Belt, from the Midwest in the country. And patriots, and they can't get any more votes out of them, but they can for 3 million people crossing the border. They're letting in. They give them health care. They give them benefits. These are people that are going to vote or promote the Democratic Party. So you can see what's going on. This is nothing but trying to shift the political plane in America, change the demographics, change the... Well, the Democratic Party is made up of all these minorities that are victimized, and they are trying to build a new base so that they can control the nation politically. End of story, right?
Well, there's a lot more to it than that. No, they're,
well, that's the,
you know, Biden, you know, look. You'd have to be a complete idiot to not know that Biden is bringing in people into this country, known terrorists, drug cartel. He's working hand in hand with the drug cartels.
I talk to a lot of people that cannot see that, so the world is out here is full of a lot of idiots, Pastor.
Drug smugglers are coming in left and right. Now, the only people that he makes it very hard to come here are those coming from Cuba, because they want to come here and they want to vote against communism.
He sends them back. If their boat doesn't hit shore, they get sent back to Cuba. But he doesn't send the others back to Mexico or Brazil or Argentina or whatever.
Well, now Texas is loading them on buses and sending them to D.C. When they come in. So, but anyhow, see, if you come in here legally, let's say you come in legally, you don't get treated so great. But if you come in here illegally, they give you a cell phone. And, you know, especially what happens, where are all these children? What are they doing with these children? Were they loading them on planes and taking them to cities, you know, unaccompanied by adults and unloading these children? What are those children being used for?
Well, look, they say there's somebody there that claims to be a relative that's going to take them in, is what we're told.
The entire Democratic Communist Party is filled from top to bottom with pedophiles. You know, if somebody tells me right now today, you know, if I run into someone and they tell me they're a registered Democrat, here's what I know about this person. They're either probably a homosexual, sodomite, a pedophile, okay? They're in favor of killing babies because the entire Democratic Party has gone bad. It is bad to the core. There's nothing, there's no redeeming values about it at all anymore. And so... Anyhow, you know, this country cannot last another year of Biden. He's doing his very best to reduce us to third world status. So here's an article here.
Do you think the entire party is trying to do that? The old Cloward-Piven strategy, break us down so we have to be rebuilt in something new and different?
Well, here's what I'm wondering is, look, they know that there is no way in the world that they can stand a fair and legal election. They know that if that happens, they're gone. The Democratic Communist Party tried to force its will. It tried to force critical race theory. It tried to force sodomy. All of the evils of the Democratic Communist Party. Try to push it down the throats of the American people. The American people had enough, and they're pushing back. And they've woken up. Okay, and they know that what will happen if there's fair and legal elections, they're gone. So they're going to have to try to do something to stop the election. I don't think that they know that they're going to be being watched too close now because of all the election fraud and all of those people in the news media. Boy, that made me angry. You know, the Bible says all liars will have their place in that lake of fire. And boy, I'm going to tell you this. You know, when I was talking about the rapture a couple of weeks ago, and I was giving you a scenario that if you're left behind, and in that everybody was gone, but the news media were all still here, you know, during the rapture when all the Christians disappeared, that was the scenario that what do you do if you found that you've been left behind? But anyhow, and I think that's the way it's going to be. I think you're going to see all of the news media still there, huh?
So, yeah, that and a few others.
Here's an article.
The left-wing media.
Marines against vaccines. U.S. Marines speak out about Biden's vaccine mandates, which are forced upon our good soldiers. A group of fearless and forthright Marines got together in an excellent video where they speak out against Biden's vaccine mandates. You know, again, Biden's, they're talking about bringing them back. They're going to try to do this again. They're going to try to bring it all back on us. And, folks, we got to take our country back. Right, Wendy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you don't stand up, then, you know, you're not going to have a country.
Amen.
All right. Disney employee caught on camera molesting an 11-year-old girl in an elevator. Disney security investigates sexual assault and told, keep your mouth shut. FedUP reported that Disney makes headlines for its support of LGBTQ plus, whatever the plus is. That's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer kids, and condemns Florida lawmakers for their recently passed anti-grooming bill. In 2014, a Disney Cruise Line steward, 36-year-old Ahmad Sovian, was charged with two counts of molestation and one count of false imprisonment after holding a girl in a cabin and molesting her. Molestation and one count of false imprisonment. Join the True Defender. This kind of had a misprint here. Join the True Defender Telegram channel here. That's an ad. Now, Dawn Taplin is the first female officer at Disney and second in cruise in industry. And in 2014, she revealed Disney's previous molestation cover-up. In 2012, one Disney cruise ship employee was caught on camera molesting an 11-year-old girl in an elevator. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. We'll be back right after this.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son.
He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day now? The world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
And boy, am I glad about that. There ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Amen. Alrighty, we're going to take some calls. Coach, you're in the air.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Sanders, Joe Larson, and lovely Wendy Wilson. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Coach.
Hey, Wendy, I just want to let everybody out there know I got my order today. I got my formula A and B, body cleanse for your bowels, and I got my big container of body foundation because I want to be healthy in all this craziness going around. Wendy, there was a gentleman that called in a couple weeks ago and said, Coach called it, you know, says he takes Wendy's body foundation, it really works and it's good stuff, but then he takes minerals from Dr. Glidden and the calcium in the evening, and he doesn't get the energy. Listen, your minerals and your calcium come in the morning. You don't get energy from it. It's like electricity that goes through your body throughout the whole day. Now, if you want some energy in the evening, the gentleman who called in, get you some raw honey or some bee pollen and take a half teaspoon of bee pollen and you'll get your energy in the evening. But I take Wendy Wilson's body foundation in the morning because I'm a masculine Buckeye. I take it with water, excuse me, swallow it. Then I take my little bit of 4 ounces of orange juice. I put my liquid minerals in there, and then I put my zinc in there. I take that down the hatch, and I get a little bit of bee pollen, and then I take my liquid calcium down the hatch. But that body foundation, folks, if you don't get body foundation, you got to get a hold of Wendy Wilson, and I got her catalog, and I'm telling you, this is a coach's tip. Get the catalog, get the body foundation, and you'll say, Coach, that's one of the best tips you gave me next to getting saved.
Hey, Coach, if you was really tough, you'd take the body foundation without water. Just
you know what? In order to beat the Wolverines, I will do that.
All right.
Coach is like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps on going.
I'm a guinea pig.
I don't know where he's going, but he keeps on going.
And if it works, I tell people about it. One quick thing. Hey, Joe, did you get the package that I sent to you?
Not yet.
Wow, I sent it out last week. You should have got a package from me, so I got to find a tracker to see what's going on. I'm going to get off so other people can call in, but, Wendy, your products are 100% excellent. You did a beautiful job on the catalog, but the next catalog you get, I want to see General Sanders Kisser's picture in there.
That's been
all the customers, Coach.
That's been almost a lifelong dream to be able to make Wendy's catalog.
That's the ultimate. Wendy, God bless and keep up the good work. And everybody, get on your knees, say a prayer. Those of you who aren't saved, you don't want to die without Jesus because you'll burn forever and ever. Get on your knees, tell the Father you're sorry for your sins, ask Jesus to come in your life and save you. And, brother, your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I love you guys. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Hey, Wendy, I happen to be talking to a number of people that are telling me they're worried about being able to get your body formula here in the future. They're worried about the shipping, and they're worried about you being able to keep it up. So they're stocking up. You're getting orders for extra body formula, aren't you?
Yeah, it's always been a popular item, but especially with the COVID, we do sell more of it. And, you know, I understand because, you know, there are some hiccups in the supply chain. Just today we were calling to see if we can get some more metal racks for this area that we are upfitting, and we're told that, you know, if they release them off the dock, you know, off the containers, you know, then they'll have them. So everything's on hold in certain areas, you know.
Yes, and that's thank you, California, for doing that. But anyhow, that's where a lot of that's coming from. It's out there. It's that crazy governor out there. But anyhow, I know many people are stocking up. But here, planned starvation, grain deliveries by rail to be partially halted, devastating dairy herds and meat operations. That's the story we're going to be looking at here in the very near future. Yeah, they're doing this on purpose. They're Biden's controlled demolition of the U.S. food supply.
They want to get rid of cows because they create global warming.
This guy is evil to the bone. Joe Biden is evil to the bone. All right, we got none other than Cliff. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, Wendy. You know, it's interesting that melatonin was just mentioned because Simone Gold said to take that, and also the Cleveland Clinic, a section of it, said to take melatonin as a preventive for COVID. You know, so maybe it is something to do with the snake oil. Oh, and before I get to my question, then also I would recommend one of these podcasts I was listening to on the myocarditis. It's called The Last American Vagabond, and a couple of episodes back he did myocarditis, but he has a clip from an MIT professor who says that these studies saying the vaccine is 90% effective, they followed people as much as only 2 weeks to say that. And then another thing he said his colleagues had been submitting articles to journals on adverse events, and they're rejecting it, saying it's not a priority.
Nice.
So I'd recommend that. But this book also, here's where I got my question. I'm working on this book, Dissolving Illusions, on the audiobook by Suzanne, what's Humphreys, and Rocco Bistrelli. And it has a section, chapter 16 is on old remedies. And it said, for example, with the smallpox, they said, people who ate onions every day, none of them got the smallpox. They said that garlic was... You would like this. It talks about some Mexican herb that they used. They said that garlic was the most effective treatment administered a certain way for TB. And they said that this cinnamon they classify as a herb. So is cinnamon a herb, Wendy?
It's a bark. So yeah, they consider it an herb. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Can you give a recap of what you have for the eye supplements? Just a recap. You know, common eye distress. Whether it's
We have a couple things. We have the herbal eye wash, which is like an eye detox. It's good for dry eye, conjunctivitis, stuff like that. So it's got eye bright in it and some other things. And then we also have the cataract macular degeneration eye kit. So I've been trying to stress for people, and we put it up on the website, trying to understand the process. A lot of times when you have those type of eye ailments, cataracts and macular, it may take several months to halt the progression of the disorder, and then the body regenerates and heals. So it's a process that requires a little bit of patience. And Pastor, I want to mention was it Dr. Aris who was talking about the cobra venom? It makes a lot of sense to me, and it really does validate why. The skin poultice, which was really inspired by Native American Indians, and Dr. Christopher learned this from them and then taught it at his school where I went, was for snake venom. So that's why we've been using that with the blood cleanser to reverse the situation. That's why it's working. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Cliff. We got to move on. Okay. Let's go to St. Paul, Minnesota. Vince, you're in the air.
Thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call. I like your program. I may not agree with everything, but I like your program. You had someone end the program yesterday. I was listening to your program yesterday with the verse in Genesis where it says, let us make man in our own image, and that is plural. However, the speaker labeled that as three. As I read that verse, it says, let us make man in our own image. I find that plural as in the Father and the Son talking amongst each other, making man in their own image, and Jesus being the perfect.
Well, that's what you have there. You have the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And here's how. Vince, if you read from Genesis to Revelation, you'll find out the Father gives the orders, the Son always carries them out, and the Holy Ghost always provides the power. And so when he was saying that, it talks about all three.
Chapter 8 of Proverbs, verses 20 through 30, actually says where the Holy Spirit was during the creation. The creation was actually the making of our Lord and the Father. Holy Spirit was in the was rejoicing in the making.
Well, all righty, but I got to move on. But thanks for calling also. Yeah, if you remember, the Spirit moved across the waters. The Spirit was active, too, in the making. Who did you say was there? Who was next? I'm sorry. All right. Al, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to ask a question, because you had a program on that I kind of related exactly what I think happened then. Do you remember that program you guys had on when you said that, and I'm talking, this is under the title of us being lied to for decades in this country about happenings. Do you remember that program you had on when they said that the guy saw some kind of fighter jet over his head and it was a hologram? Do you remember you guys had that program?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. On 9/11... Do you possibly think that could have been hologram technology that flew into those buildings? Did you ever?
No, those were the real jets.
I kind of differ, but I don't know. I think they were implosions. But the connection I'm making, I thought they were demolitions that brought them buildings down. How about Pastor Joe? What does he think? Does he think they could have been demolitions?
I saw that. I watched that. The picture of the plane coming in and hitting. I don't think that was a hologram. It was just too real. Those were planes hitting the building.
Well, that's a possibility. Do you think that bombs maybe took down the, I mean, they were loaded the buildings before time.
No, I've seen an aviation fuel depot go up with JP-4 with jet fuel. Watched it vaporize metal, things disappear. That you can't imagine the amount of fuel going off the explosive power.
A lot of people, like architects and engineers, really think that it didn't happen, as it said. But all the whole main thing I'm trying to say is we're lied to. We're lied to about this vaccine. And it seems like, in my opinion, the people that are responsible are never going to be held accountable. They just get away with it. And I think that's what's going to happen here. We're talking
when
about
you find out how many times we've been lied to. It's hard to believe them when they're even telling the truth. So it really creates a problem then, doesn't it?
Well, let me tell you, God is going to hold them responsible. They're not going to get away with it before God. Now, let me just tell you this, too. You know, here's one of the things that I find very, very interesting. If anybody was watching C-SPAN on 9/10, the day before 9/11, Bob Dole and Senator, remember Hart from Colorado? Gary Hart.
Yes.
They were on C-SPAN that morning, and they were talking about how that they were looking into possibilities of America being attacked by using commercial aircraft, by using jetliners. Now, you know, when I saw that, I thought, you know, there's something about this, because we know that, but there's something that's not right about this. And it was almost like, when I think about it, the way it went down, it was almost like sending the message out, everything's on. Now, if you remember Double X, when he was flying for, what was it, Delta Airlines or Southwest, he was involved with a training school that was training pilots. And a friend of his came to him and told him, look, we've got these guys, these Arabs, and they're learning. They only want to learn to take off. They don't want to land. They don't want to learn how to land. Now, that should tell you something right there. And so he went and he looked into that, and he went to the owners, and he said, look, these guys are they only want to learn how to take off and not land. And he was told, as long as they're paying for their lessons, that's all we care about.
Right.
Something there, you know, it sounds to me like there was a whole lot more people involved in that. Yeah. And nothing was like what it was like what you saw.
How come fighter jets didn't take the planes down? They were real planes. How come fighter jets didn't take the planes down? Think about
it. How come fighter jets didn't take the plane? Because they were probably told to stand down. There was a whole lot of a whole lot of things happening there. Why was there an Israeli camera crew on a building across the way with its cameras focused upon the buildings? Okay, why was it that we sent out a newsletter back all the way back around June or July, and on the newsletter was that rap dancers or whatever, singers, whatever they are, and on there they had on their album cover they had the Twin Towers with planes flying into them, and that was back in around June or July. That was a newsletter. We sent that newsletter out, okay? So, you know, that was a message being put out there way back then. Okay, I got to go. All right. We got one more caller, 1 minute, okay?
Brian,
you got 1 minute.
Hi.
Hello.
When you played the clip... can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
The clip with the doctor, I thought it might be in the water. The thought occurred to me, maybe it's in the air. You know how you hear stories that during the night they'd be spraying stuff during the night? I thought I actually smelled it. But anyway, isn't that how they did in Vietnam, or when people came back, weren't they messed up? Wasn't that through the air?
The Agent Orange was sprayed in the air to land on the ground. But
that was a whole different thing. All right,
yeah.
I got to go. Thanks for calling. Joe, you got 3 minutes to give an invitation.
You know, a lot of important topics we talk about, but the most important thing that comes up, that ever comes up, is
where do you go from here? We're all going to die. And the Bible tells us there's only two choices. We're going to end up in heaven or we're going to end up in hell. And the Bible does not give a third, fourth option. God cannot lie, but he did send his only begotten son, and we all heard this, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came to be, especially this Holy Week, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He came to be the Passover Lamb. He came to take your place, my place, Pastor Ernie's place, on the cross, and on that sinless, spotless soul, he took those horrible, ugly, ugly, terrible sins, sins that God the Father couldn't look upon, and he died. He paid the price. The wages of sin is death. He paid that price to those who would accept what he did, to those of us that God knew would call upon the Father, that would truly repent of our sins, that we are truly, truly sorry that it was our sin that put his son on that cross. And if we ask the Father for forgiveness for that, then we ask that Jesus becomes Lord of our life, that Lord Jesus, you become Lord of our life, my life, all of my life, without reservation, without any regret, that you would be, you know, I would give myself to you completely, and that you would give me the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that down payment on my an everlasting life, and that I would be born again. I would become a child of the kingdom, a born-again believer, a new creation, a child of God. And that decision, that simple act of accepting Christ and becoming a born-again believer will change you forever. You will be that new creation. You will be different. You will never be able to go back to being the old sinful person you were. And if you don't, if you've said the sinner's prayer before and nothing changed in your behavior, your attitude, the way you live your life, how you look at the world and God and others, then you better reconsider, because the key is having to have that repentant heart and truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he raised from the dead, and that by believing and trusting in him, you will be saved and you will have eternal life.
Right, Joe, you know what? It's
the only way to the Father, right?
You're right. There's only one way, and I think all the signs are there that the Lord is coming back soon, folks. And I know people have been saying this for years, but we haven't had anything like what's taking place today. And what's taking place today is like what was taking place back in Genesis 6 during that flood. All right, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always, let's do it. Ready? Always, always, keep
fighting
the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.